It's coming up to 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Your Eyewitness News at the top of the hour with Shamela Fisher. Jeremy in for Kino until 12. I'll be in for him tomorrow as well with the team. So I don't know how I feel about this. Water restrictions in Cape Town will be lifted from the 1st of November with the City of Cape Town announcing the move to a water-wise tariff. Let me just quickly contextualize my feeling around that. I think it's a good idea. Well, I don't think it's a good idea that the city lifts water restrictions. I feel that I've managed to cope. I've retrained myself. I'm not wasting water. I'm still using grey water to flush toilets, etc., etc. I've taken the education and the threat of day zero seriously. But then the city also needs the revenue. So they need us to use water, but they need us to use it sparingly. But also they need it to increase revenue coming into the city's coffers. So is it a good idea, and what do we really understand about the water restrictions being lifted? Is it going to be a free for all, or how do we deal with this? To help me answer that question, I'm joined by MACO member for Water and Waste Services, Xanthia Limburg. Xanthia, thank you so much for stepping out of your meeting. I know it's a very busy time for you. You guys confident that this is a good move at this time?
Germany, and good morning to your listeners. So every single year at the same time, towards the end of the hydrological year, the Western Cape Water Restriction Steering Committee meets. That is made up of all of the users within the Western Cape Water Supply System and the National Department of Water and Sanitation. There are different modeling and projection works done as part of the assessment. The National Department of Water and Sanitation, based on their projections, have lifted the water restrictions for the Western Cape Water Supply System. The city has done its own modeling work as well. And this has obviously led us to support the position within the Western Cape Water Supply System. We are moving to the no restriction, or what we term the water wise restriction level and tariff. And essentially that means that even though water consumption requirements now are relaxed, there will still be some permanent water saving regulations in place. For example, you will be permitted to water your garden and use municipal water for other watering purposes, but this should still be restricted to before 9 a.m. in the morning and after 6 p.m. in the evening. Things such as requiring a pool cover when your pool is not in use is still a requirement. So there is still a balancing effect to ensure that we still remain water wise, because rainfall will remain unpredictable and climate change will impact us in one or another way.
Yeah. Now, when you say it's still a requirement, obviously it's not going to be a bylaw or an instruction to residents to say, listen, you only water your garden between 9 and 3. You must have a pool cover. So it's really up to the discretion and the responsibility of the Cape Townian themselves, the resident.
Well, those permanent water regulations that I've just mentioned are actually outlined in the City of Cape Town's water bylaw. So, yes, it is actually a requirement set out within our bylaw, which allows the enforcement thereof as well.
Okay. Let's look at those who are registered as indigent. How will this affect them? Do they continue with the rebates and some exemptions, etc.?
Yes, you're correct. For indigent households, they still receive 10,500 kiloliters of water free, as well as they are exempted from paying the fixed charge. So all of those relief and rebate benefits are still in place.
Xanthia, I really would love to see the city, and I don't know if it's on the cards or if it's happened already, and I just missed it, a very intensive educational campaign, especially now that we're lifting the water restrictions, to residents of Cape Town, so that we remain aware of the scarcity and the importance of water. Are there plans in place from the city to drive home that message as aggressively as possible via different forums?
Yes, there is, and there will be ongoing awareness around the need to remain water smart and water wise. I think, during the peak of the drought, And since then, we've gradually reduced the level of restriction. And what we have actually seen is that consumption has remained low and stable. And that is an indicator of almost permanent behavior change and adaptation. And I think residents in Cape Town and businesses have ensured that they permanently reduce and are water conscious in everything that they do. And I don't think that will be lost even with the relaxation or lifting of restrictions and the lowering of the water tariffs. And so we do want to encourage that going forward.
My concern is, as with COVID-19, people are becoming complacent, and I'm praying that people don't become complacent with the water situation and the dams being 100% full, and that we kind of remain vigilant in terms of how we use our water resources. I just have one phone call that has come in for you, Xanthia. It's Penny in Pinelands. Penny, very quickly, what is your question for Xanthia?
Yes, good morning to you both. My question is, during the severe drought, the water pressure throughout the peninsula had been reduced, and in my area, apparently twice. When is the water pressure going to be restored?
Okay, Xanthia?
So pressure management was one of the key interventions during the peak of the drought as a means to reduce our consumption. As part of our drought recovery plan, we have incrementally been increasing pressure, and obviously this is adjusted to determine based on the location of the particular area. But pressure is at a minimum of 2.4 bar across the city. Obviously, given the typology of certain particular areas and where they're located in the pressure management zone, pressures might be slightly higher than that. But ongoing pressure management remains a priority to ensure that people still have adequate access to water.
What is the city's projections telling you guys about the potential levels of dams next year as we get before winter?
The city's projections indicate that even if we have an increase in consumption, and we're predicting an increase to between 710 to 750 million litres per day, that even at that level, our dams won't drop below the 50% mark. And we will obviously also be benefiting from the fact that residents have, as I say, permanently adapted to changing their behavior around water consumption.
Given the levels of the dams and the projections you're talking about now, Xanthia, as the city of Cape Town, are we still committed and looking at alternative water sources?
Absolutely. The drought has shown and taught us the importance of diversifying our water resources. And so ongoing work in terms of our water strategy, which outlines a number of water augmentation schemes coming from different sources, will be prioritized. Already we are receiving 15 million litres of water from the Table Mountain Group aquifer, which is being diverted straight into the Stembrust Dam. There are other projects that remain ongoing and are on different stages of implementation, such as our permanent desalination plants, water reuse, while we will prioritize things such as catchment management through the removal of alien invasive vegetation and other water demand and water conservancy programs.
I suppose we can expect to pay a little less for water that is supplied to our homes. What kind of differences will we see in billing in terms of rands and cents?
Yes, that is correct. Residents can expect a slight financial relief in terms of water and sanitation tariffs. And just to focus on the water tariffs for a moment, residents in the first step, which is anything up to 6 kiloliters of consumption, there'll be a 55-cent reduction. In the second step, anything just above 6 kiloliters and 10.5, a 1 rand 62 cents reduction. And in the third step, anything above 10.5 and 35 kilolitres, 3 rand 76 cents. And then the last step of the tariff, a 19 rand 61 cents reduction for anything above 35 kilolitres.
The 100 rand water tariff is the question coming through here. And people still want to know about this 100 rand. Is it going to be completely scrapped off their bills, or are we still looking at that in the future?
The 100 rand is in reference to the tranche.
Okay. The water tariff is made up of the usage as well as a fixed component. This is very similar to what is applied in other municipalities across South Africa. Mm. And the purpose essentially for the fixed charge is about ensuring we can generate a guaranteed income to sustain the fixed operational costs of running the service, because there are still fixed operational costs which are separate to how much water is consumed or how much water is in the dam. At the moment, the city is able to generate about 20% of our fixed income for the fixed cost of the service. And so this will remain in place because it is important for the sustainability of the service and to ensure that we can provide a quality service. Because when you have fluctuating consumption levels, and that obviously means fluctuating income levels, you do run the risk of not being able to sustain the service, bearing in mind that beyond just sustaining the water and sanitation infrastructure to provide the service, we are also investing in future water augmentation schemes to ensure that we are protected against future droughts. And so at a 15 millimeter connection, which the majority of residential households have in place, the fixed basic charge is at 67 Rand. And then at a 20 millimeter connection, you're paying 120 Rand with VAT. And so it's obviously dependent on the connection size of the meter at your property. But the majority of households are paying around 67 Rand for that. Okay. And if you are indigent, you are obviously exempt from paying that.
Xanthia Limburg is the Mako member for Water and Waste Services. Xanthia, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning. And of course, it's a conversation that will continue to happen here on